clothing, bone arrows, different things like that, of Indian artifacts.
You ever figure out how old the skeletons are?
Yeah, the skeleton is about 1,500 years old.
Wow. Do you know what tribe they were from, or what people?
No, because it was in a canyon just outside of Pueblo, Colorado. Uh-huh. It was a cave. It was a cave Indian. They had caves, you know, they studied in lived in caves.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I really don't know what tribes they were.
Okay.
There were so many tribes in the early days.
Right.
It's about like now they got the Hopi, which the Hopi they call, a lot of tribes, they call them Hopis.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that became. Now, Mike, I have a son-in-law, is a Sioux Indian from Dakota.
Oh, really?
And his daughter, we were like, I used to take my granddaughter running. She was a runner, a national runner. And I was in, I think it was in the Chicago area, and they were in the swimming pool. I seen these Indians, you know, and they were swimming too. And I told him that my granddaughter was a Sioux Indian. He says, "Oh, Hopi, huh?" I says, "Yeah, I guess so. Is that what you call them?"
Huh.
So they call them Hopis.
Well, it's become a really like broad term or something.
Yeah.
Interesting. Did you do anything social, like as far as clubs or anything?
Oh yeah, I was. These were all clubs that I belonged to.
Okay.
Yeah, they were all clubs.
What about anything that are just specific, not so much about interest, but maybe just meeting with people, you know, VFW or...
Oh, yeah, I've talked to colleges in different places on archaeology and the gems, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Where the schools have you taught at or done seminars at?
Oh, I've done... well, in fact, I taught a little bit at the university. Well, it's not a university, it's a college in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to people in Pueblo at the college, at the university, and at the college in Pueblo.
Okay.
And got so many I can't even remember.
Yeah, I guess. sounds like a busy life so far.
Yeah.
Do you belong to a church?
Church? Really, no, but I believe in the Catholic religion.
Okay.
But I don't attend.
Is that how you were raised, more or less?
I was raised. Well, it's funny. My mother, when I was little, took me to an Episcopalian church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I got involved with the Catholics, but I did.
Yeah.
What'd you need?
Wanted to make sure I had my stuff, but I didn't know when I said it. What was your, have you traveled much?
Oh, yeah. I did a lot of traveling with my granddaughter. She was a runner, and I used to take her both to California and Arizona and New Mexico, Chicago. We went to Italy. And several other places around the state of Colorado. We've taken this girl. I'll show you her trophies in a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. And right now, I'm a stamp collector and a coin collector.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I collect coins and stamps.
Wow. Do you collect coins from all countries? Or
No, mostly American.
Right.
Mostly American coins.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I used to do that when I was younger. What about, where were your parents born?
My dad was supposed to have been born in Sicily and my mother in Italy. But then I was looking at a birth certificate or marriage license the other day, and my dad was born in Alabama.
Oh,
so
boy!
You don't know, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Sicily then when you went over?
No, I've never been to Sicily, but I've been to Italy, in Rome and Milan and places like that.
Yeah,
Florence.